2 Samuel, chapter 23. Now these are the last words of David. David the son of Jesse said, "And the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said, The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, The rack of Israel spoke to me, he that rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And he shall be as the light of the morning, when the sun rises, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth, by clear shining after rain. Although my house be not so with God, yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure, for this is all my salvation, and all my desire, although he makes it not to grow. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that shall touch them must be armed with iron and the shaft of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in their place." These are the names of the mighty man whom David had, the Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains, the same was Adino the Eznite. He lifted up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar the son of Dodo the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle, and the man of Israel had gone away. He arose, and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand stuck to the sword, and the Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder. And after him was Shammah the son of Agee the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the middle of the field, and defended it, and slew the Philistines, and the Lord brought about a great victory. And three of the 30 chief men went down, and came to David in the harvest time unto the cave of Adullam, and the troop of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in a stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed, and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." And the three mighty men broke through the host of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem, that was by the gate, and took it, and brought it to David. Nevertheless he would not drink it, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, "Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives?" Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief among another three. And he lifted up his spear against 300, and slew them, and had the name among these three. Was he not most honorable of three? Therefore he was their captain, however he attained not unto the first three. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man, of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like heroes of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in a time of snow. And he slew an Egyptian, a handsome man, and the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff, and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and won a name among three mighty men. He was more honorable than the 30, but he attained not to the first three. And David set him over his guard. Asahel the brother of Joab was one of the 30, Elhanan the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammah the Harodite, Elikah the Harodite, Halaz the Paltite, Ira the son of Ikish the Tekoite, Abizer the Anethothite, Mabunne the Hushathite, Zalman the Ahohite, Mahare the Netophathite, Heleb the son of Baana, a Netophathite, Ittai the son of Ribiar of Zabir of the children of Benjamin, Benaiah the Pirathonite, Hidai of the brooks of Gush, Abialban the Arbathite, Azmaveth the Balhamite, Eliab the Shaalbanite. Of the sons of Jashan, Jonathan, Shammah the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Sharar the Hararite, Eliphelet the son of Ahasbai, the son of the Maacathite, Eliam the son of Ahithophel the Gilonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Pare the Arbite, Igal the son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani the Gadite, Zelik the Ammonite, Nahare the Berothite, Armor bearer to Joab the son of Zeruah, Ira Anathrite, Garab Anathrite, Uriah the Hittite, 30 and 7 and all.